All right, I'm going to talk you through 10 of the tools, which I'm sure you know most of them, or sorry, some of them, already, but just show you how I use these tools and how I knit it all together to publish Kigali Wire. Firstly, there's a tool called Publish 2. Has anybody come across this before? No? All right, Publish 2 is like a social bookmarking service like Dig or Delicious, but it's specifically for journalists, only for journalists. So you can't, you know, the ordinary man on the street can't sign up for Publish 2 and use it. I wouldn't say it's particularly good, but it does two things really, really well, which is why I use it. You sign up for Publish 2, and you install a little bookmarklet into your browser. Okay. Every time you see a story that you think is interesting, so here's a story from Reuters I want to link to on my site, I can highlight a bit of text, and I can click on the bookmarklet in my browser, and there, on the right-hand side, will pop up a little window from Publish 2 asking me, for a link, a title of the link, a description of what the story is about, some tags, and then also I can editorialize the link for Twitter and decide to send it to Twitter. So I can do three things. Firstly, publish to Publish 2. Secondly, publish to Twitter, and also I can send it to Delicious as well, Delicious social bookmarking site. So as soon as I hit save, four things happen. First thing, the link and the description and the tags go to the Publish 2 website. So on this service, I have a network of other journalists who save links as well. They're mostly foreign news editors, people are interested in Africa, etc. So just a small network, but there is a network there. Then it goes straight through to Twitter. If you look just down there, you can see it's come from Publish 2. And again, the stats are slightly different on there. There's about 700 people following my stream on Twitter there. So it goes through to Twitter at the same time. Thirdly, it goes through to Delicious. And again, I have a very small network there. I think I follow about 10 different people who are bookmarking information about Rwanda, about Africa, and about two or three people would follow me there in that network. And lastly, the same link will appear on the sidebar of my own website, and also on the front page of the website, on the blog, as a newswire, effectively. So what I've done there is just taken an RSS feed from Delicious and stuck it into the right-hand side of the website there. And also I've editorialized each link so you can see the main title, but also the source of that story as well, along with my own reporting there. So that's Published too. That's how I marry it all together. So you've got four different outlets, effectively, and between 1 and 700 or more people who potentially can find that link or pick up on that link. Now, Twitter is probably, I'm sure Paul's talked many, many times about it, but it's probably one of the most important tools to get your head around in journalism. And rather than me talk about why it's useful, I thought I'd just show you how Alan Rusbridger from The Guardian, what he thinks are three of the most important reasons to use Twitter.
There's two brilliant things about Twitter. One is journalists acting in the spirit saying, I'm about to write a piece about X. I have no idea about it. I've got a piece about the European directive on da da da. Can anybody help me? Because but you harness this brilliant pool of knowledge out there. It's a fantastic marketing tool. It's a fantastic journalistic tool. And the second thing it is it's a brilliant marketing tool because you say, OK, I've written my piece and here it is. And the technology, you always look to see what the technology journalists are doing because that's how we're all going to be working in 5 years' time. So the technology team on The Guardian have 300,000 people following on Twitter. 300,000. So when they say, here's a piece, you suddenly get a spike of 300,000 people simultaneously come in to look to see what the piece is. But it's a fantastic journalism tool, it's a fantastic marketing tool. And the third thing it is, for me, because I'm obsessed with newspapers and the future of newspapers, there are people out there who are even more obsessed than I am. You'll find it very quickly, there are about four people who write obsessively about the business model. Clay Shirky is one, Jeff Jarvis is another, there's a guy called Adrian Monk at the City University, and the Neiland Foundation in America. by the time I get up in the morning, these guys have gutted the world press for me. And they just post all these links on Twitter. But I mean, I would, in the old world, I'd have paid £100,000 to have a consultant to be doing that work for me. And it's, so it's like having a personalised wire feed on the thing that sort of most interests me for free.
Personalised wire feed for free. Okay, so good three reasons there why you should get your head around Twitter, as I'm sure you already have. Secondly, the second main tool I use is called Pixel Pipe. Has anybody come across this one before? No? It's a way of distributing information, links, photos, video, audio, anything digital, across 100 or more destinations simultaneously. So to show you how that works, for example, here's a photo I took in a place called Rabona, which is about 35 kilometres outside Kigali. And these kids, we've got about 4,000 pitched up in this field. Does anybody like Stoke City here? Stoke City fans, no? Arsenal? No? Okay, good. Well, good there's no Arsenal fans. But anyway, these kids, 4,000 of them, came to this field to watch Stoke City play Arsenal live for the first time. They've never seen live football before. Not even any power there, electricity. So I took a photo. I took about 400 photos that day. But here's one photo. And using Pixel Pipe, I can go to the Pixel Pipe website, and I can browse on my computer and just put the file in there on the top there. I can give the photo a title. That title's wrong, ignore that, it's a different picture, I've changed it. I can also put the body, which would basically be the description of my photo, with a link back to the story on my website, which I've already published. Then I can add a bunch of tags, which help me remember what I've done, and also help other people find what I've published. Lastly, I choose the routing tag on Pixel Pipe, which for this case is photo. Now, I've already set up 45 or more different photo sharing website destinations, and all I have to do then is upload, and off it goes. Immediately, it will appear on 45 different sites. Here's one example on 23HQ, which is a photo sharing site, quite a good one. And there you see at the bottom, I've got the link back to my original story. And again, the same thing on Flickr with the link back again. And also the same thing again on Ipernity, which is another photo sharing site, again with the link back with tags as well describing the photo on the right-hand side. And also one other example there is JPG, which is like an online photography magazine. Which again you can add to Pixel Pipe because if you have a social network where you can email photos or whatever, you can just add the email address to Pixel Pipe and it will automatically appear in this magazine as well, okay, on that website. So from all of those different sites, I might have just a few, like 20 or so, or up to 700 or more contacts on 45 different sites, but you're not really distributing that information to 45 sites, you're distributing it to the 45 networks. Now, those networks might be very, very small, or they might be quite large, but the idea is that whoever's interested in that information with the tags, they can find you, and if they find you, they can potentially link back to the... Sorry, click the link under your picture or whatever, click the link back to your story and find out more about what you've done. Okay? So it takes a long time to set up that process, to set up those different sites, but once you've done it and you use Pixel Pipe, it can save you a lot of time to distribute information.